Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Remember, we're three nights away from Panthers draft coverage, NHL draft coverage on this radio station. The draft will be live in Dallas. I'll be here in studio. And Randy Moeller, who joins us now, and Doug Plagans will be on location at Big D. Randy Moeller joins us now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved two blocks south of their old location. Get there now. Red Deer, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
How are you there, the big elbow?
I'm doing very well, and the Panthers are not even waiting till the draft to do things this week, acquiring Mike Hoffman today. Let's start, Randy, on the hockey side. Hoffman, a 20-goal scorer plus in each of the past 4 years. Where do you think he could fit in? Second liner? And what do you think he's going to add to this Panthers club?
Well, I know Panther fans are so excited, and so am I. When that trade was announced, Mike Hoffman will fit in perfectly on the Vincent Trocheck line, and he could, not put any pressure on him, to get 30, 35 goals.
Yes.
He has that type of speed. He's got a great shot. He will help the Panthers' power play immensely, and I'm so excited. And the big thing is this player, Mike Hoffman, for the Ottawa Senators last year, was being offered around a little bit, and it was a top prospect and a first-round pick. Well,
wow.
The Panthers did not have to give up a top prospect, a first-round draft pick, and they didn't have to give up a player off their roster, off their team. So I think it was a great deal by Dale Talon. I can't wait to get Mike Hoffman in and with this hockey club. And I tell you what, if he scores 30 goals, this Panther team with the talent that they have will be a team to reckon with in the Eastern Conference.
You know, Randy, I was telling people last hour that I have so much faith in the way Dale Talon does his job and the due diligence that he puts into every move he makes. You know, there are people trying to swirl controversy with Hoffman, and to me, it's a little bit of a reach, and I don't know what to do with this when there are allegations that we don't know or how real and how true these are, not against Hoffman, but against his fiance, Randy. So how do you think that weighed in to maybe getting him at a bargain and what Dale Talon had to look at before making this move?
Well, I think Dale Talon, and I'll never speak for him, but I believe that not only Dale Talon, but the team did their due diligence. They did their investigating, and they are very comfortable in bringing in Mike Hoffman in a culture, in a locker room that we all know is very, very good. And it's a good young team with good leadership, young and older leadership in that Panther locker room. I can't, for the life of me, believe, this is just my personal opinion, that the Panthers would go and get something that would disrupt the chemistry and the culture that they built in that locker room. I just don't think they would ever do that.
Right.
So what that tells me is everything is on the up and up, and Mike Hoffman will come in and he will do the job not only on the ice but off the ice, and we'll just move forward. I think things have been maybe blown out of proportion. I don't know. I don't have any insight. There's been allegations. There's been a few stories that have been written. But the one thing that I'm looking at, that other stuff will sort itself out. What I'm looking at is the Panthers have a legitimate perennial 30-goal scorer that still has 2 years left on his contract. So,
right.
That's a real positive as well. This player is still signed for the next 2 years.
This is always a player, Randy, that has impressed me watching him in Ottawa. And, you know, anytime I'm preparing for a broadcast, you know, I do those, the players to watch. And so many times it came down, is this the Mike Hoffman game? Is this an Erik Karlsson game? He's always a guy who stands up in the player spotlight because he's been such a prolific goal scorer. Hey, can you talk a little bit about his style of play, Randy, and how that may fit what Bob Bugner is looking for?
Well, the Panthers are definitely, as you mentioned, you kind of teased there, that the Panthers have rotated wingers playing on the Vincent Trocheck line on that second line, and they tried different players. Well, I believe Mike Hoffman would be a perfect fit. Now, whether that happens or not, we'll have to wait and see. But this is a player, the game has gotten so fast. He's a fast-skating player. He's got a rocket for a shot. You know, I mean, he's scored 29 goals in his career. 1 year, he had 27 goals. Another year in his career over the last 4 years, he has proven he's a goal scorer. He's a threat on the power play, and it's just there's nothing but positives about the on ice. And he has shown that he's a good leader as well on the ice, and he takes care of himself and. They've done their due diligence, and I think there's a lot of teams around the NHL that are very jealous right now.
Yeah.
Not only because they got one of the top wingers in the NHL, but also, too, they got him. The price they paid for him was very, very, very minimal. And when you just add just draft picks and no players off your roster and not a first-round pick, you're getting a quality player like that. I think there's a lot of teams and general managers are probably a little jealous of Dale Talon.
Red Deer Randy Moeller joins us here on WQAM. We're getting ready for draft night Friday night on WQAM. Randy, as you would say, it's going to be a ring-a-ding-a-dong dandy this Friday night at 7 p.m. Panthers with the 15th overall pick in the first round. Is there an area or two of specific needs position-wise do you think the Panthers will try and address, or is this going to be about best player available?
You just named it right there, the best player available. They want to, and there's a little caveat to this. They will pick 15th overall. I don't think they have any expectations of, if they take that 15th pick, to have that player step into the lineup. Mm. The good news is the Panthers are not in a position. They have enough depth in the organization. They don't need a 15th overall pick to step in and try and make a contribution right away. So they want to make sure that they take a player that within 2 and possibly 3 years will make a huge impact once he steps into the league. So will they take somebody that has a lot of upside right now, or a bit of a project that they know that they can sit on and make sure that they develop properly in 2 to 3 years that then will come in? That's the homework that the Panthers are doing right now, and I know that they've got their short list. There's a number of quality players, but either way, they're going to get a quality player, and if they develop that player the proper way, which they will, and giving them an opportunity to succeed, the player will come in and be an attribute right away in the NHL.
Red Deer Randy Moeller, I know you've been through Dallas where the draft is going to be. You've been through there many times as a player or a broadcaster. Do you prefer Tex-Mex or Texas barbecue? What do you go for in Dallas?
A little bit of both. One of the first times, quick story, one of the first times I ever went to Dallas, my broadcast partner at the time was the Hall of Famer, Jiggs McDonald.
Oh, I love Jiggs.
And we went to a restaurant, and I ate goat.
Wow. I wouldn't think of that in Texas,
good,
goat.
But,
wow.
But, that was part of a Tex-Mex, and we had goat. But you can't go wrong with barbecue. You can't go wrong with Tex-Mex. I love Big D. There's great bars and restaurants in that city. So I'm looking forward to it. And with Doug Plagans and Jameson Olive, we'll be having full coverage on WQAM, not only Friday night, but Saturday as well. So it should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. And then we come right back into development camp and into free agency. And that's where I think the Panthers are going to really make some noise.
Where do you set the bar, Randy, for this coming season? Playoffs or bust? Where do you think Dale Talon and company
are? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Anything short of a playoff spot. Now that they've acquired a sniper like Mike Hoffman, who's a legitimate 25 to 30 goal scorer, there's no reason why. The Panthers have another weapon on the power play. They've got their winger for the second line. I love the way this roster and this team and the depth chart of this team is starting to really fill out. They will add to the depth through the draft, and they've got a lot of other players. Owen Tippett is, what kind of effect will he have? Will he make the team this year? I believe he will. And then you've got Borgstrom as well. What kind of year will he have and an opportunity? What line and combination will he play? So the Panthers have set themselves up very, very well. I can't wait for training camp and see how things solidify as they get ready for the opening.
We love him, Red Deer Randy Moeller. You watch him broadcasting at ice level on Fox Sports Florida. You can hear him on this radio station this Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with our draft coverage alongside Doug Plagans and myself. And you follow him on Twitter at @HeyRedDeer. Red Deer Randy Moeller, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. And quick, before I let you go as well, you're enjoying the World Cup. I've enjoyed. I'm not.
That's right. Yeah, you've been watching some of the games, right?
Oh, I've watched every game.
Nice.
I've watched parts of every game. And what I am enjoying is some of the upsets and some of these lesser known or smaller countries getting points against some of the big perennial favorites. I think it's great for the sport. I'm not the biggest soccer fan. But when it comes to World Cup, it's like the Olympics. I watch, I'm interested, and I think the entertainment's been outstanding.
You know what I saw today, and maybe you saw this, and if you haven't, you can probably find the highlight on the internet. A soccer play that reminded me of something that happens in hockey games. It was in Senegal's 2-1 victory over Poland. Senegal scored this goal to go up 2-0 in the second half that essentially was the dagger. And the way that it went down, Randy, was Senegal had an injured player getting quick treatment on the sideline. And so the officials, like when you have an injured player coming back in, the referees kind of find a good time to send the player back on the field. This guy happened to run back on the field right in time for a counterattack to get the ball and score a goal. It reminded me of in hockey when a player comes out of the penalty box right at a time when the puck is going in his direction and he scores a goal on the breakaway. That, like, I felt like, and it's not a thing you see happen a lot in soccer, I felt like it was a hockey play.
Oh, that's great. And I think it's great for the sport. I've really enjoyed it. The only negative that I have about the whole World Cup, I understand it's in Russia, but I wish that there would be some late afternoon or evening games that we could watch.
Yeah.
Even on tape delay.
Right. I think that in, like, World Cups years ago, I think we went the tape delay route sometimes, especially when it's been in Asia. But I guess they just decided, in the age of social media, everyone's going to know the scores anyway. We'll just stick to the live stuff.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate everything's over by like 4 o'clock
right.
in the afternoon every day and that. But I'll take the positive. I know you're enjoying it as well. Who's your favorite?
You know, I had initially said, Randy, that I was rooting for Croatia because a couple of players from the club that I root for play for that team. But I decided, you know what, with the primary teams I root for both didn't qualify, Italy and the USA. I just kind of thought, I'm just going to enjoy the games, and I'm not going to jump on a bandwagon or anything like that. I'm just going to sit back and just enjoy the fun and the chaos. So I really don't have a team.
All right. Well, enjoy it. And that. Thanks for having me on, Alex.
Of course. My pleasure. You love him. Red Deer Randy Moeller.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.